Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, sorry for the line got disconnected, ma'am. So what can you see on the screen now?
Just profile enabled unattended,
yeah,
access,
yeah.
Set password,
just listen to me, ma'am. Do you see enable unattended access?
Something access.
Yeah, enable unattended access with a checkbox.
Oh, enable another person. Yeah, enable unattended access.
Yeah, just give a click on that. Just give a click on the checkbox. And now it's asking for a password, am I correct?
Yes, it says set password.
Yeah, I'm going to provide you it will be a temporary password for blocking those hackers. So all will be in lower cases and don't give a space. Type E as in English letter E.
Okay, this is going to be hard because I've got to hear and then I've got to put the phone down to type.
Yeah, take your time and do it. First letter,
okay.
Letter E. E as in English letter E.
And it's all lowercase?
Yes.
Okay, E, hang on. E.
Then B as in Bravo letter B.
B.
B as in basketball.
Another B?
No. One, only one B.
Yeah.
Then A as in Australia, letter A.
A, yes.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then number 7.
Number 7.
Have you written 7?
Yep.
Then number 8.
8, yep.
Then number 9.
Yep.
Then number 0.
Sorry?
Number 0. Number
0. Okay, yep.
And now just give a click on OK.
His password is sufficiently safe.
Yeah, just give a click on OK. Yeah. And you haven't given any space, am I correct?
I haven't what?
Like, after eBay, you haven't put any space, am I correct?
No.
That's good. And once you will get to see any option, start now, just give a click on start now. You are activating this, yeah. Just give a click on start, yes. And now do you see any option close?
Set enable profile.
Just give a click on close. Just give a click on close.
Okay. I'm back to the permission profile.
Now you just press your home button in the bottom and come back to the normal home screen.
Okay. Oh, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my phone just went black.
Oh, you just press the power button?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You just do one thing. You just try to put me on speaker.
Okay. Yes.
And now you just
and
do
now you just do one thing.
You just open up
Google. Open up my Google.
Yeah, I'm going to show you something.
Hang on. Okay. I've got Google.
Type on the search panel, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
M-Y.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then number 1, put 1.
1.
Then P for Peter, letter P.
P.
Then do you see any option come up like my 1P address location? Just give a click on that.
Yep. go to your phone settings, look at that.
I just scroll down the page. Just scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Do you see any option like what is my IP address location? It will be on the top. Just go to the top of the page.
Well, it's actually down past everything else, but it says IP location.
Yeah, just scroll up. Just scroll up. Just go to the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is
and now just IP? Click. Yeah. Find that. Yeah. Just give a click on that. What is my IP address location? Find out here. Just give a click on that.
Okay.
And now I'm going to verify you the IP address. It's 103.14.142.198. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. And just beneath that, in a red color line, it's showing you safe or something is written over there. Can you please read it back to me?
Sorry?
Just beneath the IP address, something is written in the red. Can you please read it back to me?
Do you want me to read my IP address back to you?
No. Just beneath the IP address, something is written in red colors. Do you see that?
It's got to hide my IP address. It's what my IP address is at the top. And then it's got your...
Yeah. Do you see the IP address? And just beneath the IP address, it is written your online activities is safe or what it's showing it to you?
Sorry, I'm still not understanding. Do I push on my IP address?
No, just wait. Just wait. Just go to the top, ma'am.
Yep.
Do you see your IP address, your status, something like your status in the black color in the top of the screen?
Your IP, your status.
Yeah, it's protected or it's unprotected at the moment?
It's unprotected.
This means, ma'am, those hackers have got the access onto your IP address right now and we have to block them. So first of all, you just do one thing. You just simply log into your email and just check that today you have got any suspicious mail from the eBay or not regarding this thing. Just go and check onto your email. Do you know how to log into your email?
Yeah, I'm just...
All right, yeah, just go and do it. And just check the today's mail. Any suspicious mail which you are not aware of, just check.
I'm just trying to. I'm looking at this order that I did that night. Order.
I believe you won't be able to see that, any suspicious order which has been selected from the eBay, am I correct?
I'm just having a look to see what I bought, but
I got it.
A bird, yes, $19.97, that's all right.
This order you have made it, all right.
That's when I've made it. I'll just go into...
I got it. And now listen to me, ma'am. Hello? Yesterday night, ma'am, we can see that like those hackers have tried to charge 2 to 3 amounts. All right. So how do you normally check your bank statements? Like, do you do online banking?
Yeah, I do online banking.
All right. So you just do one thing. You just log in from this mobile phone to your online banking. And just check each and every statement, all right. And if you will get to see any kind of fraudulent charge which you haven't met, it might be of $1 or $2, do let me know, all right.
Okay, so,
And just check each and every account of yours.
Yeah, I thought I checked it earlier on.
Just check. It might
payment to PayPal, $119. PayPal. That's Monday. So it's not Monday, is it?
All right.
No, I've got nothing in my bank that's been taken.
This means, ma'am, we can see like those charges has been hidden at the moment. Like they have tried to buy that thing, but we have put a hold on that.
Yes.
Yes, and apart from this, ma'am, like we can see, like those hackers have tried to register yourself for some unknown website. So, have you ever registered to ZipPay on this phone?
Sorry.
Have you ever registered to the ZipPay from your end?
Yeah, I do have ZipPay.
You just try to log in onto your ZipPay and just check that. Do you see any fraudulent charge over there or not? Like they have tried to do something from the ZipPay or not? Just try to check it. Yes, take your time, ma'am. No need of rush. Take your time and do it calmly. And ma'am, you have only one bank or you have more than one bank which is connected?
Man, to just one bank.
Oh, I got it.
What am I looking for?
You are looking for the ZipPay, ma'am.
ZipPay, I can't.
Just check the statements one by one on the ZipPay. Like, if you will get to see any fraudulent charge which you haven't done, do let me know.
Yeah. Hang on, I got it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
either way.
Yeah, tell me.
Oh, sorry. Why is it doing that?
Just wait, ma'am. Just wait.
Yeah, it's just got this Jetstar ad. Oh, yeah, there. Hang on. Okay, zip.
And right now what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my senior manager. He's going to guide you to further to block those hackers and refund you back, and he will help you to refund you back that amount which those hackers have charged. All right.
Yeah,
just had a talk with him. You there?
Yes.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer over here. How are you doing today?
Okay.
All right. Now, I believe that you have understood what my previous colleague has already explained it to you, that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, may I know that when did you last time you used your card for making any transaction or any payments? When did the last time you used your card?
Yesterday.
I'm sorry?
Yesterday. I usually buy something on like every day or every couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, have you shared any of your personal details to anybody before?
No, I don't do that. I'm pretty wary of this call, actually, because I know any desk, they can see all my details.
No, it's a security software through which you are connected to the security network at this point of time. All right? Now, we need to go ahead and we need to find it out that who are the people those are trying to compromise into your details. Because as I can see that there are lots of fraudulent charges which has been happened from your ZipPay account, all right? And the hackers have already took that money, that is about $300, and it has been deducted from your account already. But it's not showing you on your statement because it is a fraudulent transaction, correct? Because you have told the previous guy that you haven't authorized any of these transactions that they mentioned, correct?
No.
Okay. So what we need to do, as because you haven't made the transfer and the money is already been deducted from your account, now what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to send you the money on your ZipPay account. Now can you just open up the ZipPay account once?
Yeah.
And we can't send you the money like through a bank transfer. So that reason, what we are going to do, we will gonna go ahead and send you the money through the Woolworths card. Now look at the top. Can you see any option? It says search on the top.
Yes.
Search there.
W-O-O-L. Woo.
Now, can you see anything came up like Woolworths?
Yes, Woolworths.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Oh no, it just clicked on something itself. Must have done it itself. Okay, Woolworths.
Okay, now just hold on for a moment. Let me. It's from the server that they are doing this. Just allow me some moment so that we can send you the money onto your account. All right. Now on the top, search there Woolworths.
Okay. Sorry. It's because my phone's not doing what it's meant to be on W phone. Woolworths gift card.
Yes, now we are sending you the money. The amount would be 300. All right. So check the, just hold on. Let me send you this.
God, it's going everywhere.
Okay, now don't touch anywhere. Just be on that page. It will gonna come up. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, can you see unwrap my gift? We are unwrapping your gift.
So, yes, I can see that.
Okay, now just hold on.
Sending me a $300 gift card. Someone going through it.
Now, don't touch anywhere. Just be.
And now I'll let you.
Yeah. Now, can you just log in into your email once? Mera phone leke aata udhar se.
Either.
So just allow me some moment. Just give me a moment.
They're trying to stop the hackers. They want to find out who they are. So
can you just log in into your email?
Email? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you receive an email? No, I've gone through my emails, can't
okay,
find anything.
Now, and apart from this ANZ, do you banking with any other bank?
No, only ANZ.
Right. Now just allow me some moment. Now can you just open up the ZipPay once again?
Yep.
Hold on.
It's going into the Woolworths. I don't know. They said they're going to send me a gift card. No, he's going to cancel the, it's how they got into my IP address.
Yeah, but if
they... No, they don't need to, they're going to block and follow who these hackers are. I'm just going to watch what they're going through, that's all, because I said I'm already...
Okay, there. Now, do you have got any app which is, says Woolworths?
Who? Woolworths?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, it is one thing, just hold on for a moment. Just
yep.
Let me check. Can you just go to the Google?
Yep. Yes, I'm at my Google.
All right, now on the Google, search there, Woolworths, W-O-O-L.
Yep, Woolworths, Jefferson.
Now, only Woolworths. Make sure you're putting all the correctly.
Yep, only Woolworths, there it is. Everyday rewards installed now.
Okay. Now go to the, okay. Now go to the top again on the search panel. Go to the top.
Yeah.
And give a space.
Sorry?
Now give a space. Woolworths, give a space.
Oh yeah, Woolworths. Sorry.
Then gift.
Gift.
Yes.
Woolworths gift cards.
Yes, right. Okay, now just allow me some moment. Let me check. All right, now just allow me some moment. Now, as I have told you that the money has already been charged from your account, now we can't send you the money like this that through a bank transfer. So the Woolworths gift card, we will going to send you the money and it will going to directly go on back to your account. All right? Okay, now just allow me some moment. Okay, now the amount which has been tried to be made and attempted is it was 350. So we are providing you the funds about 350.
Oh, great, thank you.
All right, now just hold on. All right. Now, I see that we are sending you that funds on your ANZ account. So, just hold on. Okay, now in which account you want the money? You want the money on the on that account that is your ANZ?
Yes.
All right. Now put your number over there.
Okay, so my number is...
Have you done that?
Yeah.
All right. Now put your first name and the last name and the address over there.
Okay.
Now be handy with your debit card of your ANZ bank in which account you want the money, right? Be handy with it?
Yes.
Yes. Now you see that it's asking for the card number and the long digit number.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this the card which is ending with 3082? The card
yes.
that you are using.
Yes.
Okay. Now just be handy with the card and check the card number that is been provided. Check the card number. Is it correct or not?
Okay, 4602-3909-1173-3882. That's it.
Have you checked the number? Is it correct?
Yes.
And check the expiry date?
Sorry?
Check the expiry date on your card. Is it 6/23?
Yes.
All right. Now, look at the back of your card. There should be a three-digit number. It says CVV, a security
yes.
number. Now, put that three-digit number.
Yeah.
Okay, now just hold on.
Now
don't touch anywhere, just stay on this page, it will come up. Okay, now don't touch anywhere, kya ho raha?
No, that's right.
Okay.
Number card. He's trying to get the gift card from Woolworths, put into my bank. The money has to be in my bank. I'll still get to see the block who these people are. like it takes at all.
Okay, you see that we have placed the order on your account,
yes.
So it will gonna take 1 or 2 hours. Within 1 and 2 hours, the money will be credited back onto your account. All right.
Oh, great. And so, have you stopped who was getting in? Am I protected? Because see, I've got Norton VP. I thought that would protect anything.
No, that can't be protect anything over there. All right, just allow me some moment.
Yeah, eBay. Have I noticed any suspicious money being paid? He's gone through it. The zip. Gone through my zip. They've taken it out through there. Because there's nothing in my bank. Nothing. No one's taken money out. But it's gone into my zip account. And they said $300. And he's just said it's actually $350 they got.
And so on your zip it would say that though.
Back up.
Yeah, just allow me some moment. We are just working on it. Just allow me some moment.
Okay.
And could you just tell me that apart from the debit card, do you have got a credit card with you?
Oh, no, just a Visa debit card and an Access card.
Access card. Is that a credit card?
No.
Like
that's just my
school. Access card, the Access card, it is belongs to the same bank that is ANZ?
It belongs to me.
Bank,
yeah, ANZ.
To the ANZ, right. All right. Now just allow me some moment.
So I've got my two cards work on anything, okay? One's credit.
Okay, all right. Just hold on. Card dear. And apart from this ANZ, do you banking with any other bank?
No, none.
Okay. And for the ANZ, you have got only one account or more than one?
ANZ, I've got two accounts. I've got an online savers account and an Access account.
An Access account, right.
So
right.
One savers account I can't spend unless I transfer it over to my Access account.
Okay, and on the Access account, when did you last time check it? What was the balance you have got on that Access account?
Oh yeah, I've already checked all that. That's the Access, because I transfer money, I can't spend money on my online account. There's no, transactions. Only they say that I transferred back into my Access account. So I can only spend money from my Access account. That's the only one I use.
Now can you just log in into your account once?
Which account?
Log in into your Access account and check the statement once or the savings.
I've already been in here.
Okay. So with gift card is taking the money off me. Hello?
Yeah, just allow me some moment. Don't touch anywhere. Just allow me some moment.
One sec. I'm just going to get back into the bank.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, as I can see that the money that you have got in your savings account, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. So you just transfer for a time being your savings account funds from your savings to your own current account. All right? And do let me know.
Sorry? It's saying that you've taken the money out of my bank, $350.
No money has been taken out. After it is from that, it is that trap that we have been made. Now, after 2 or 3 hours, you're able to see that the money will be credited back onto your accounts. All right? Now, as because the hackers have been established on your network, that is the reason why we are not doing this from our end at this point of time, all right? Now, the money that you have got on your NZ saver, it is no longer safe. So you just do one thing. You just transfer your funds from your savings to your own Access account, all right?
No one can get into my online account, so my money would be safer there.
No, like they have already tried to. So that is the reason that we need to do this to protect your money from these hackers, okay? Because the money, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time.
Sorry, can I just cut in? Is it okay if I actually just organize my mum with ANZ to make a brand new account and that money we can transfer into a brand new account?
You can do that, but before we do that, we need to go ahead and put the security. We need to provide you the money to you, so that is the reason why. It might be happen in future. You can change the bank account. You can change the card details, but can you change your identity? Because the hackers are using your mother's identity for doing some sort of cyber fraud activities.
Okay, so if you just open her money, and then you can do whatever you want with the account, whether you close it or not, but it's, where...
I'll send your money back in a couple of hours.
No.
The money will be directly credited on your account within 1.5 hours, because we have already proceed further, and the money which has been made and attempted from your mother's account, the hackers have tried to steal the money, and we have stop all these transactions, and as I can see that the money is already been charged from your bank account. That is the reason why we have provided the security so that you will receive the money within an hour. All right, so that is the reason why it will take some time to credit the money on your account. So that's what I said. Okay,
right.
Now can you just pass the call to your mother, please?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Can you just do one thing? Can you just open up the Google once again?
Yeah.
All right. Now, just allow me some moment. Let me do the things.
$140 promo code
All right, now don't touch anywhere. Just leave your mobile phone the way it is. Don't touch anywhere.
Yeah.
Leave your mobile phone.
So, what are you doing? Are you setting up a gift card again?
Yeah, because you see that the money is not being credited onto your account, so we are making the transaction in part-wise. We are sending you the money as $240 now, and after this $240, we will gonna send you the rest of the $110. Okay, so just allow me some moment. Now put your number over there.
Which number? Sorry, I'll put my number in.
Yeah, right.
No, because there's no money to add my own debit connection.
And just recheck the number that you have put in, it is correct or not.
Okay, 0435918808. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, now put your name, first name, last name, and the address. All right, just hold on.
You're from eBay, aren't you?
Yeah, we are from the security department of eBay. Now put your address over there. Just to make sure that you are the main authorized person who wants to receive the funds.
Yeah, I can't believe this has happened because at the moment I'm homeless. I'm in a wheelchair. And I can't afford to lose money.
No, like you won't gonna lose that money. Just hold on. Now be handy with your debit card of your access card, which is ending with 3082.
Hang on. Okay, access.
Now look at the back, there should be the 3-digit number. You need to put that number in on the CVV.
Brad, can you come and read this for me? Come and read this number for me. Can you read this for me? How come it's not writing it?
What's the number do you see over there? You need to put that in.
Yeah, there you go.
Not this number. You behind me with the... Before that, the card number that you have put it in, what was the card number? What is the...
Sorry, something about the other card.
Yeah, right.
Hang on.
Is it correct?
Yep.
Right now for canceling. नाम तो पता है क्या लोग को Now you do one thing, you just stay on the line. I'll get back to you once I got any information from the server. Just allow me some moment.
Thank you.
Yes. View details. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Can we go?
Are you there?
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Now, we are just working on it. So, till now, after we will gonna putting the security, before we will gonna put any security, you do one thing. You just stay on the line. What I'll do, I'll go ahead and check all this information. Then, I'll get back to you within a short moment of time. Within 2 minutes, let me check all this information. Then, I'll get back to you. Right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on.
From eBay, and he's buying, pre-buying gift cards, and then saying it's going to be going back into my mom's account. Is this correct?
No. He is ripping up his taking
money. Is there?
Hi. What's your name?
He's on the phone. This is
Paula. Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Yes.
So the guy's on my mum's phone right now. Sorry. What is...
Sorry, Paul, I'm just going to ask him what he's on.
Sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Peter Wilson.
And you're from eBay?
Yeah, eBay Security Department.
And what are you doing? Are you actually... Like, why are you logging into my mum's account and then pre-purchasing gift cards?
No, I haven't purchased anything. Like, somebody else is right to steal your money, all right? That is the reason why we are, this is a confirmation call, just to make sure that are you making this transaction or not.
So why are you getting the details of the card?
Because we are sending the money to her, so that is the reason. The money which is being charged.
No, it's by her. Okay.